providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Time to continue KER Politics. Hope you guys enjoyed the top of the hour news on the stations that carry our particular program. Jimmy and I are going to talk about the overall frustration that I think a lot of Americans have with the Biden administration. You know, when you have people who can come out and actually talk about accusations that are as serious as the federal government is really screwing up the food supply chain, when you have accusations that are coming out like that, I have to tell you, things are not right in Mudville. Casey is not going to hit a home run. No question about that. Jimmy, your comments. Take it away, bud.
Yeah, so one of the biggest things in the news right now is the formula shortage that's facing many, many people in America, but all over the world. And of course, one of the large, when you dig a little deeper, you realize that the government had its hand in this, and the FDA directly, the Food and Drug Administration. So one of the largest producers, actually the biggest by far formula producer, almost controls the entire market, had a problem. There were a couple of people that died that were on formula. And so they actually did an investigation and did an inspection back earlier on. And, it was a while ago. They found a little bit of bacteria. Now, it had nothing to do with the death of these children, but they stopped the investigation to take a look and make sure there was nothing. Well, the FDA did an inspection and found that there was a little bit of bacteria in the formula. Again, not directly related to the death of these children, but they corrected it. They fixed it. But the FDA regulation actually shut down operations for this producer for a while. So that's a direct regulatory overreach that actually stopped production. Of course, the FDA had to come out and they had to give some exemptions in order to be able to produce again, because, again, this administration's level of control and inability to actually make decisions without the politics driving the situation. I think, and this is just one example. So part from what I understand, from what I'm seeing in multiple reporting efforts, is, you know, that involvement by the FDA has actually helped exacerbate this problem, which is having a direct impact to the health and safety of newborns all around this nation. Now, tie that together with the same arguments that they're making about abortion must be available all the way in the late term to the last minute of a birth. You know, it doesn't make much sense to be arguing these two points, as, you know, unless you're, I don't know, there's some crazy things that are happening out there, and this administration's failing at it miserably.
Well, the administration is failing at it miserably, you know, and I picked that up, and I know both you and I picked that up, I guess I want to say, years ago. You know, we realized back in 2020 that it was not going to work for the progressives, and I have to say, I firmly believe it's not going to work for the progressives. But I tell you, I add a whole bunch of prayers to that, and the reason I do that is because we need God's help to straighten this country out. A lot of progressives may disagree with me, but then again, a lot of progressives disagree with me on the abortion issue. So, you know, we listen to everybody on this show. We don't agree with everybody, but we listen to everybody. Right, Jim?
Well, that's absolutely right, because by keeping an open mind and listening, you can actually gain more. Sometimes you learn that people are just not sane when they're arguing some of these points. I mean, it's unbelievable to me to hear, you know, strong abortion supporters threaten to blow up the Supreme Court and kill the justices. Yeah. What value is that? I mean, how are they winning the argument by threatening violence? They're not. No. And that's exactly what you're seeing. The level of threats of violence, the level of control, the level of authoritarian overreach that this administration has allowed to go forward and actually propagated through this disinformation governance board that they actually tried to put together, the Homeland Security, where they were going to fix disinformation. know, that's controlling speech, something that is very specifically outlined in the Constitution the government cannot get involved in. But they're willing to do that. And of course, you're hearing many people on the left continually make these arguments that, you know, hate speech and violent speech and all that. And who determines that? What happens when Republicans get in power and they say that any abortion activist is committing hate speech because they want to protest the support for killing babies?
Yeah.
What leftist is going to support a Republican administration that says, well, if you yell hate at the president, you should go to jail? So Madonna, for saying she wants to blow up the White House, would go to jail. I mean, where does this stop? And this is the argument that they just do not understand, that they are pushing us over the edge. The left is pushing us over the edge, taking away people's ability to actually communicate and talk about various issues without threats of violence. But that's the sign of a losing case, when you resort to violence and you no longer can resort to common sense or a good, solid argument. The facts are too clear right now. This administration is failing miserably across the board. So what are they doing? They're trying to change the narrative to support their agenda and force people to believe it.
Well, when you get people concerned about the food chain, which is, you know, I mean, that's a consideration, but it's not a major consideration. I mean, the president is not instigating Korean War tactics, you know, when it comes to the food chain. The food chain is a mess. There's no question about that.
But we don't know yet.
No, we
it's
don't.
It's too early.
Yeah, but we know there
it's
are
too early, and we do know that this administration would be willing to. This administration be willing to. They just put the Defense Production Act in place against formula. So.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they are using some of these types of tactics. So, and we don't know how far they're willing to go, because clearly, as they begin to fail, they think that more administrative regulation is the solution, when it actually causes more problems.
Well, the problem that I see is that, you know, this kind of gets back to the same situation that we had during COVID. Who's right and who's wrong? I mean, COVID is pretty much a non-issue right now, in my opinion. With the possibility of New York State, New York City specifically. But, you know, when you come to scientific issues, when you come to medical issues, you can argue anything very, very effectively, Jimmy, in either direction. And that's what's going on right now.
Yeah, but here's the issue.
Yeah.
It's not just arguing. Because you can argue things all day long. It's which actual, what's the bottom line truth? And there is a truth. It's just how people spin it and control it in order to make their argument sound more salient. And in fact, what we're seeing here is a very, very nefarious effort by government officials to spin things to make it look like it's the truth. When in fact, when it comes right down to it, many of these issues, the economy, the border, inflation, the war in Ukraine, are directly related to their policies, when in fact they're blaming everybody else for it and they're doing whatever they can to kind of justify their positions.
Yeah.
And that's what's very, very dangerous. That is what authoritarian leaders do. That's what communist dictators do. And Americans better wake up to it.
Well, Americans are waking up to it. Unfortunately, that particular subject is going to go back and forth for a while before America truly realizes what's going on. When I say truly realizes what's going on, is you're getting very, very negative statements right now, political statements from the Democrats. And I have to say that we as a group of conservatives simply have to say, enough is enough. What you're saying is simply not the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be back to wrap up KER Politics here in just a few minutes. Stick around.